Kum Lenin Ablat Gemara.
We're up to Kuf Lamed Hayam at Aleph, the very top of the page.
Oh, can I just ask you something? Right, we had a few weeks ago, we touched on this thing where a Tana, Amuda said he doesn't know the Psukim from the Sefer Dibros.
Yes.
And a Klach Eitzel Rabbi Nachman. When was that? We had it here, we had it in Kamakam.
Rabbi Kamakam and Aleph. We had Tesis here, it says Amaroy Lebe Kivakar. Tesis of Kuf Yigim Lamed Aleph.
I was just thinking about it this morning, we were talking with someone around.
Remember the first part of it. We can't remember Chumash, but remember it. It's Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the very top of the page.
Tarvay Namin.
First line, Tesis.
And Bebekim. Yeah. Thank you.
We're up to Kuf Lam Hey Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, right, we had a discussion here. If a husband says, I divorced my wife, if you believe it or not. So we had a machlekes, and we reconciled the machlekes by saying there's a difference between the past and the future. Regarding the past, we don't believe him. Regarding the future, he has a migu. If he wants, he can divorce her right now. So if he says, I divorced her today, we believe him. Says the Gemara, right, there's a person who was dying. Amrulay, they said to him, Itzel lema. What's the story with the wife? Is she? Do you have any brothers out there or not? Now, we, as far as we knew, he had brothers. But he had no children. So as far as we knew, she was stuck with a yibum. Amalui said, Chazi le kahane rabba. He didn't say, I don't have any brothers or anything like that. He just says, she can marry a kohen gadol. In other words, what's he saying? I divorced her. But if he divorced her, he cannot marry a kohen gadol. So he doesn't really mean a kohen gadol. In fact, he divorced, he can't marry a kohen hedid either. He cannot marry a kohen. It's just an expression. Yeah, Amar Rabba. So Rabba says, "My neighbor's law. Let's believe him." What Shasha has a migi get right now. Because we know that if a man says, "I divorced my wife," you believe him. That's what he's saying, basically. I divorced my wife. We have anything about Vaita. Amar Abayi, of course, doesn't let him go. So when he said Kohen Rabbi, he was throwing as far as a coin is concerned, everything as far as Yibum is concerned, everything's all right. But why? Because I divorced her. Om lebayi b'ki osa, what are you telling me? You believe the husband? Didn't Rabbi Yitzchak say, Rabbi Yitzchak say, Rabbi Yechon, Baal Shom, Gilash, Yedishi, Ein Nem, if a man said I divorced my wife, you don't believe him? Om lebayi, Rabbi said to him, V'lav mi Allah Shaninu, we already answered, Kan le mafreya, kan le haba. When don't we believe a husband about the past? Because you have no migri. But about the future, we believe him. Rabbi said, you want us to rely on answer. You know for sure that's what Rabbi Yechon meant. Maybe Rabbi Yechon holds in all circumstances you don't believe a husband, even in the future tense. And that's why we talk it the halacha, we don't believe a husband in the future tense. But we're choishish. So Rava said, we have to worry about Abaya. Maybe Taka, her husband, is not believed, and therefore, in this case, she's stuck. She needs a chalitza for one of the brothers in law. Ahu, Davi Murzilan is a guy that we established. Leslie Achi. Not that we have any witnesses, but we, as far as we knew, that there were no brothers. In other words, she's a free woman. When he died, he says, Leslie Achi, he said, I have no brothers. What's the problem? First of all, the Muhziklon. First of all, we know that he has no brothers. Second of all, the Lesle Achen. He said that he has no brothers. Sorry, he has no brothers. He said he has no brothers. But there's a rumor around town that there are witnesses overseas that know that he has a brother. The Yodid Islach has brothers. So Abai answers. So Rabbi Yosef answered back. But the Edom are not here right now. Says Abaye. Sorry,
said Abaye. Abaye
is saying it's not just choshes. We hear a rumor. It's not Stam. I'm making it up. We're not Stam saying, oh, let's maybe there are Edim. I heard there's a rumor out there that there are Edim who know. Not that it's a fact. If it's a fact, of course you got to wait. But Edim, that should be enough to stop it. So Abaye just said, no. But the fact that they're not here. Lav Hainu the Rabbi Chanina, the famous story we had in Ksuba, is Rabbi Chanina, the daughters of Shmuel were kidnapped. And we know that any girls that are kidnapped by Goyim, we don't allow them to marry a Kohen, because we assume that the Goyim had an affair with them, or had an affair, raped them. But so these two girls, they were very smart. When they came, the Goyim kidnapped them to sell them and to get ransomed. So the girl said, you wait outside the base of Medrash, let us go in. Could we go in, we'll get more money. We'll tell them who we are. They went to the base of Medrash, they got up and they said, you should know that we were kidnapped, but we did nothing wrong. Toidin. So they had a migui. They could have said we were never kidnapped. Now they said kidnapped. Either going right outside, but nobody knew. So they right away said, oh, you must be the daughters of some big Talmud Chacham. Then you knew who did this trick. So then they said, but what about, aren't there Edim in another side of town that maybe know that they were kidnapped? Rav says, but they're not here right now. So we see that the fact they're not here right now is that therefore we dismiss the Edim. So why are you worried about Edim Abaya? Don't make an Edim beside us and the Tiasi when Asa. I'm the Abaya. No. Ime Kalnu Beshvuya Neko Beishazish. Over there, she was kidnapped. We don't know anything really happened. Nochman, most Yiddish women are going to make sure that nothing happens. They'll fight and do everything possible to make it as unpleasant for the guy as possible. So therefore, we are very, very lenient. And if we don't know for a fact that anything, that they were even kidnapped, we're going to be making, there's a rumor there are witnesses of race in Ostan. Okay, but we don't know about them right now. However, over here is an Ishet Eshet Ish. Now here's a big problem. What kind of Ishet Eshet Ish is over here? What are we talking about? If there's a brother, then she's not allowed to marry anybody else. Isha chutzah, because she has to marry her brother-in-law. There's no H's. You know, chenike. Over here, all is a lav. Yivam al-shuk. Isha, yivam al-shuk, because Isha lav. So look at Bekiva Ege here. Bekiva Ege here. Rashbam, diba maskal nekel. Gilian ashas. See, Gilian ashas. Rashbam, diba maskal nekel. The ike isha eshet ish. Kashali. Hayat is me isha eshet ish. She's no longer, because her husband died. The rak he yavam alushuk. The who rak lav? It's only a lav.
So she's zokukli yavam. So
yeah, so it's only a lav. So why is it different? Why is it different than shvuya? You're telling me the shvuya is so lenient because it's there's no isachenik. Neither is here. It's only yavama. Ukazek koshli al tesis yumlaf from here and beidi maschav achnat and raise that tzarichin. But look in the bach. It's clear that Bekiva Egi never saw bach. Look in the bach over here. The bach vav. Bach is about 150 years before the Bekiva Egi. The same question that Rabbi Kivayi asks, he's on Eshadish. There's no chenek. Now, the Bach is going to say an interesting thing between the lines. How do we understand the Iser of Yavama? Is the Yavama a continuation of the first husband? In other words, whatever was all it is the first husband died, but it's not over yet because it continues as long as the brother's alive. The brother steps into the shoes. So even while she's waiting, she's Iser Yavama Shuk. Really, she's an Eish Ish. She's continuing the brother's legacy.
But then why does he have to do a Pa'ulo to be Mekadosh?
Because that's what the Torah says, how you make it, how you cement it. But what's in theory behind it is that this continuation, or that ended. This is a new Iser the Torah created called Yavama. If you learn some new Issa, then it's only a lav. But if you hold it, it's a continuation, that even though it's only a lav, you don't get chenek, but it's called Eishes Ish. Because what is it really? It's a continuation of Eishes Ish.
You're already connected to the brother.
Exactly. All you're doing is continuing the brother's legacy, right. And that's why she can't marry in the street. And that's what the Gemara means over here. It comes from a strict Issa, not that it is chenek. Look what he says here. Now, look between the lines. See exactly what he says here. Before her husband died, she was a married woman. That Isser of Eishes Ish continues. That's what it means. It's an Isser of Chenek. Like Chenek Mamish. We know you don't get killed. Rak Isser Chenek Shahoyiba, Lain is Talik Mimena Achniftim Medikibama. Close the box of what we just said. So I'm they talk about all this. Nobody brings his Bach. So they see a Bach, and the Bekiva Ege didn't answer that, which means he learns. It's a whole new Issa. Doesn't understand what's a chilgi yibum and shvuya. Very interesting. So here, look at that. To understand the yisoid of Yivama, you got to learn what Bach of Kuf Lamed Hey. A one line in the Gemara. That's how the Gemara works. One line in the Gemara. Ashirim mokem echav, aniim mokem echav, ashirim mokem echav. You know where that comes from? You know where that saying comes from? It's a Tesis and Krisis. It's a taste that says that. I get the cruise remind me, I'll show you where it is.
We've got a notebook we're keeping for you. We've got four things for Sanhedrin, we've got six things for the.
Who writes Moshe some right notes, so when you go back 7.5 years, you can see what we just said last time. Okay, let's continue by. The guy said, this is my brother, Reuven and Shimon. And Shimon says, Levi, this is our brother Levi. Reuven is not bound by it. So Reuven gets his entire Yerusha, and Shimon has to give the part that he took from Levi to give to Levi. We want to understand. So what exactly is Reuven saying? If Reuven admits, yes, Levi is our brother, so how come Reuven doesn't have to give his share to the Levi? Why does a Levi take only from Shimon, not from Reuben? Elo de Gamri Lavachino must be Reuben says, no, he's not our brother. He's not our brother. How come if Levi then gets a Yerusha from somewhere else, Reuben gets a share in it, but Reuben Tiny is not our brother? Ema Sefer, not for loy nechasim mokamach, not this inheritance, but if, let's say, inheritance came from somewhere else, Reuven gets a share in it. Yishua Achimimai, why? Ha amru leilav achvanu achvanu, he just says, not my brother. What Reuven says is, we don't know. You want to take money from us, Levi, prove that you're our brother. But we're not saying you're not, we're not saying you are. We don't know. And a body v'shema, body lav adiv. That was a very definite. And maybe the definite needs more than just a definite to collect the money. But that's why, if Levi then gets Yerusha from somewhere else, Reuven's entitled to get it, because he's not saying you're not our brother. If Shimon doesn't want to give them, Shimon has to prove they're not a brother. For me, we can learn that money to be able to call them any day. If I say you owe me $100 here, no, but you don't have to pay. Because here, they want that Reuven doesn't have to pay. Abai says, no, this is different. Maybe if I say you owe me 100 and you say you don't know, I say definitely you owe me 100, so therefore my body will collect 100. Over here, Levi's not the one who said his machleik is in the Gemara. So there's two opinions, Rav Huna, Rabbi Yechon, and Rav Nachman. So we'll say that we can even follow the opinion that says that a body is odiv, because you're saying Shema, and it's a lousy Shema, you don't know if you owe money. What do you mean you don't know? That itself tells us there's something wrong with your Shema. And body is a strong body, because I wouldn't have the chutzpah to say to you, you owe me money. And a body is strong, because I wouldn't have the chutzpah to look you in the eyes and say you owe me money when you don't. So over there, the person who's claiming the money is the body. Over here, Levi is not the one who's saying, I'm your brother. It's Shimon who's saying, I'm your brother. Who's saying the body? Not the guy who's actually collecting, who's saying the body? Not the guy who wants the money, not Levi. Levi doesn't know. It's Shimon who says, yes, this is our brother. So therefore, and Shimon is not the one who's taking the money. So Reuven says, Shimon, lav bal devarim didiyah, you're not part of this argument. Levi, you don't know for sure you're our brother. So therefore, it's not really a body in a Shema. La'olam emelach sha'achayiv, v'shayni hocha dibemana la'achadami. Like, well, a guy says, you definitely owe money to a third guy. That's not called a body of a Shema. But if Levi dies, then the half of the property that Shimon gave him goes back to Shimon, because Shimon gave up of his own.
Wouldn't that case be that he's just Eidech, but he's remorseless?
Exactly. Exactly. If he's an Eidech, yes. If he says I'm an Eidech, yes.
He just turns up out of the bull and says, he owes money to him.
Yeah. Boy, Rabbi says, Shvach. Okay, you tell me that Levi, if Levi, let's say, dies, and then he took an extra property from Shimon, and Shimon gets right back. What about the property improved? That improvement, since we just said before that any new property that falls into Levi, Reuven gets a share. What about the property that he took from Shimon, but it improved? Does Reuven get a share in that? So it depends. Boy, Rabbi, Shvach, Shavchun, Chosim, Aleim, by itself, Mau. Do we say Bishvach, Hamagid, Leksafim, any improvement that Levi made by putting effort into it, like Tibaylach, without a question, the Chilav, from the Chosim, Mokamachadam, is like a new estate, so therefore Reuven gets entitled to a share. Ki Tibaylach, my question is Bishvach, Ain't Magid, Leksafim. Talking about praise, that was not, it was natural. Does that, like, the tree became thicker? The tree became thicker. Arav Asker Sirtin, or land that the water brought up nice soil. My. What happens then? Teiku, we're just loading it on.
In terms of the shevach of the ground.
Yeah, the question is, do we say that Shimon, it's part of Shimon's land, and it goes to Shimon, and we say this is extra?
Got it, he wasn't there.
Exactly, and this is extra, and therefore Reuven gets a shev. Mishnah. Misha Meis, if a guy dies, and before he dies, he gives instructions, you listen to what he says. Because we don't want to in any way antagonize him, chas v'shalom. But what happened if he died, didn't give instructions, but he left behind the nimtza. He left behind a contract which is called a daitiki. Daitiki means dotekoi. I want you to carry this out. But he didn't say anything. He just left a will right there sitting next to him. Shura Yerech, it's tied to his side, so we know for sure it's his. Harezu in the klum, we say that what? It's nothing. Why? Because the shtar, even if it's true, everything genuine, the shtar happens after the guy dies. And after a guy dies, there's no shtar after a guy's dead. Is this tomorrow? Oh, no. Right there is a Gemara next to Yehuda. Right next to Yehuda is a Gemara. Okay. We're going to write Zika Bala. I didn't have a clue. It doesn't mean anything because the shtar takes effect only after he died. What about Zika Bala Acha? What about the Shchimera? Gave it while he was alive. He asked another person, do me a favor, I want you to do this for me after I die. Even though he didn't write the name of the person down, but he told him, this estate gives over to that person. But maybe not Yoshim, I mean, then his words are Mekuyim. because it serves words of Mekoyim. Because Divrei Shechivah, whatever they say, you have to follow. So the Gemara, tell them what we learned. What's a daitiki? What's a daitiki? We've written there, he writes, he starts off, Do tehe le mekim belias. I want this thing to be carried out. So a daitiki is something that you have to carry out the structures after and after he dies. Not like a star. A star, it doesn't take effect till you give the star, but if he's dead, yeah, but it's not the daitiki. He has to use the words daitiki, Do tehe koi. I want this to take place. Even though he didn't add the word Mahayim, take
a
place
that
today.
Than a
yeah, it's like, yeah, it's strong as well. So this is a daitiki if he writes those words. Be'ezi matana. What's a matana? Kosher kosba mahayim. A matana, if he wants to take effect after he dies, he has to add the word Mahayim, it should take effect today. Ula'acha misa, I don't want it to happen after I die, but it should take effect today, so therefore, even if he dies, it's valid. Only if he adds the word today, if he said I want it to happen today, it's not a matana. That's what he meant. Easy matnas body. What's a matnas body that's treated kematnas shchivra? The lekoni el lachamisa that you're not koina only after the guy dies. I want it to be effective only after he dies, but I want it to be effective. A regular matana has to say mehayim ula achamisa. It doesn't take effect till after he dies, but then it's too late. But see, he says mehayim, so it's retrospective. Retroactive. Kosher kosba mehayim ula achamisa. Okay, Yossi, Rabba Barabun, Baksada Berav, Rabba Barabun was sitting in the porch of Berav, Yossi, coming up, Yechazet, and he's never Yechanon, Shchiv Merav, Shchiv Merav, Shamur says, Kisvu Vitunu, if he says, I want you to write down and give it. If the Shchiv Merav gives instructions, I want you to give $100 here, $100 there, you have to carry out everything he says, even though it's not written. But he says, I want you to write this down. It's as if he's saying, I don't want this to take effect until you write a star. But the star, after he's dead, is worthless. It's not a daitiki. Yeah. He doesn't want this to be worked to be effective until you write down the star. And after he's dead, you can't write a star. He told him kiss for the tenu. He didn't get to write the star. In other words, when is a daitiki effective? If he writes a will and he gives it to somebody, he says, "I want you to be zoichem, but I want to take place already." Rabbi Lazar says, "I want you to be careful." The Bechina said it, and Rabbi Lazar says, "I want you to be careful with my rabbi's words." Rav Shizbi, Rav Shizbi, poof a cat. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar wanted to say this din, and Rabbi Yechon is daughter, but Rabbi Yechon made a comment, listen to what he says. Rabbi Lazar has to say, my Rebbe is right. Boy, Toshma, we learned. Rabbi Lazar, Amr, the Sholach Rabbi Rabu, Rabbi said, "Name Rabu, have a Yehidim Mishano, Sholach Rabbi Lazar, the great Rabbi Lazar, sent a letter to everyone in Golas, Moshe Rabbeinu, that a Shchiv Merash, Amr, Kisu Vatnu." He said, "I want you to record this and then give it." And he dies, you don't. Mona Pliny, you may ain't Kaisin. You don't. No, you don't give it because he's saying, "I don't want to take effect exactly until you write the star." But he can't write a star if he's dead. Goes to Yerusha, he can't take away from the children anymore. Shem legam like Noisel Bishtar, he didn't want to be magnet only with the contract. He can't give it after the death because it belongs to the children. The moment he dies, the Yerusha is not his anymore. The money is not his anymore. But Rabbi Yechon said, no, tibadik. It's not a rule. You have to check it out. Check what out? Why did he say write it down? Did he say to write it down to enhance the koyach of the beneficiary? Then really, he doesn't care if you write the star or not. He's not trying to hurt the guy, he's trying to help him. But if he wrote the star, he doesn't want to take effect until the star is written, then it's not once he's dead, you can't write the star.
We're working on the assumption that an average dying man is a Baki in Hilchas Nachlas.
No, forget. We want to know, try to understand his mind, his mindset. Why is he saying write it down? Just say give $100 to him. Why is he saying write it down in the star?
That he's trying to make it stronger.
That's what I say. Mighty body, how do we know what are you? How do we check him out? Yosef Dimamar, Daitiki, Mevatelas, Daitiki. If he wrote everything down while he was alive, that's called a Daitiki. And then he wrote another Daitiki before he died. So, yeah, deathbed. The second one cancels. You know, if you write a second will, the second will takes over, supersedes the first will. Because till the moment he's dead, it doesn't get transferred. Because if he gets well again, the whole thing is bottled. But we're talking about he wrote it and didn't give it over. If he gave it over to the beneficiary, he gave him the shtar, hey, this is yours, he can't change his mind anymore. Yeah. Shchimera said,
what was the name we call someone who gives him a ton and pulls it away, he takes it back?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
In English,
called Indian
giver, but we had
it
in Gemara once.
I don't remember. If a Shchimera writes, you write and give $100 to that person who makes, Royin, we see. Im kime yafes koiches, trying to enhance the guy, the beneficiary, koisim, you write it. Im lava ain't koisim, not you don't write it. If a healthy person says kisuv to write and give it, mana leplani $100 a guy. If a mason died, ain't kisuv and nice. You don't write. It's mashma. You do write. You just said a minute ago that shchivmera says write it, and once he died, you don't write anymore. It seems to me that only a body you don't write after he's dead, but shchivmera you do. Who mason lahum afadiklo? Depends. The miyafes koichay. If the reason why he's saying write it down is I want him to have a proof later on that this is so, that's the only reason why I'm telling you to write it down, then of course you write it even after he's dead. If he writes it because he doesn't want to take effect until he writes it, then it doesn't. Heichi domi miyafes koichi. What's pshat miyafes koichi? Kedom Rav Chisda says, the kanina menei moisiv amatan tada. Rav Chisda said that he writes these words, I'm making a kinyan to add to this matana. In other words, a matana is a matana anyway, but I'm writing the shtar to grant a kinyan.
The minay means from the shtar, or it means
For the person. From the person, yeah. In other words, over and above the matana I'm giving him, I'm also writing a shtar so that he should be
strengthened the powers.
I write that clearly. Then if he says, you know, he has a matana, but I also want you to add this to give it to him. Itmur Rav Yehuda Meshmul Halacha Koisvim V'Noisnim V'Chemer Rav Amranach Halacha Koisvim V'Noisnim. If he does it to Miyaf for the Koyach, you write it down and you give it, even though the guy's dead.